Well, by normal historiographical standards, in other words, if you take the normal tests that we use in history and apply them to New Testament accounts, it's not just that you have Gospels from a few decades afterwards, but to the vast majority of scholars, the most interesting evidence comes from the Apostle Paul, who writes in the 50s, but it's clear and is allowed by everyone that he actually got his material in the 30s AD, and we could go all the way back to 30, all the way back to the time of the crucifixion. So it's a tremendous closeness to the events, and using eyewitnesses, it puts us in a better position to know what happened.
Didn't he have something to prove, though? Didn't he have a project underway? He needed the evidence. I suppose a cynic would say he might have created it.
Well, okay, except that, first of all, he was Jewish, and he was persecuting the Christian community, so the project underway was an entirely different project. So the question is, why does he do the about face? Why does he change? And as far as producing the evidence is concerned, there's seriously probably not a single scholar today who would move in that direction, because when a person gives his entire life, or later, we have an early first century account that says he was martyred for his faith. That doesn't prove it's true, but it proves that he was sincere about it. So that would militate against the, coming up with some scheme in his own mind.
Are there other sources, apart from those in the Gospels or in the account of the first Christians?
Yes. Yes, that's a good question. There's both some archaeology that makes sense. For example, this early dating of Paul when he goes to Corinth, which is the single key event in this discussion for Paul, has been confirmed by an archaeological find that ties it to the same political person that is mentioned in the New Testament. But further, Jesus himself is mentioned in about a dozen and a half, about 18 extra-biblical sources. You could put together a general outline of the life of Jesus and never open a page of the New Testament or a Christian writing. In other words, these are all non-Christian writings.
How remarkable is it to you that in this highly scientific 21st century, when people really want to see the evidence before they believe much at all, that this idea that somebody could come back from the dead and then claim themselves to be God, that still captures the imagination and the spirit of millions of people around the world?
Yes, excellent question. And I was asked that question just a couple nights ago. I was doing a debate up at Edinburgh University, and they said, my opponent said, well, why are we doing religion in 2008? And I said, hey, look where we are today. We're in the largest amphitheater at Edinburgh University. I was at Oxford University early in the day. I'm at Cambridge tomorrow. I'm not saying look at me. I'm just saying that these incredibly influential British university centers would still have schools of theology. I was with the head of the religion department at the University of London last night. And the fact that everybody would sit around and say, yes, that is what everybody's saying. I think that our centers are still talking like that shows, to me, the incredible state of the evidence today.